This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to the Session of Sanity right here at the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know what? I want you part of the solution. When you're part of the solution, right, when you help rectify a bad situation, you become a hero, as far as I'm concerned. But I mean it sincerely. I'm not just saying it to say it. I'm not just saying it because I think everybody's a hero, because I don't. I know there's plenty of other people out there that do. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Give us a call if you're really interested in having a real conversation. And I don't mind. Anyway, like I said, a lot happening, a lot going on. I think I touched on this yesterday, but I'm going to go through these stories in short order and get them gone. Technically, it's my weekly wrap up anyhow. A recent poll showed that half of the Democrats would support Trump's plan for mass deportation. I mean, seriously, think about that. If the Democrats want him gone, they see the damage that's being done, and it's not being done. I'm not even going to paint the fact that there's probably not a lot of honest people, those groups coming over, that coming here because they want a better life. All right? But they're sleeping in the streets. They're screwing up jobs. People who were working in hotels, who had hotel jobs, now very few of them still have hotels. You know why? Because nobody wants to go to a hotel where there's human excrement all around the hotel. There's all kinds of stuff happening, you know, at the hotel in those areas. Look at San Francisco. Look at New York City. You're seeing it happen in major cities across the country. The poll was conducted by Axios in partnership with the Harris Poll. Found well over 51% of American public would support the plan, including 42% of Democrats. That's a big number. I mean, it's a big deal. Usually they're nowhere near the same situation that we want. You know, and again, Americans are open to former President Trump's what's being called a harsh immigration plan. And it's only the only reason you have to take these plans. Sometimes you have to do real major, you know, policies to bring something back to the middle, to straighten something out. We don't seem to care about that. We don't seem to want to do that. And I don't get it. I, for one, don't get it. There's no reason in the world why you want to protect your own people. Why can somebody please tell me why Joe Biden doesn't want to protect us? Do you have a clue? Anybody have a clue? Does anybody want to enlighten me on this? And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to be serious here. I want to know why. What benefit of it I already think I know, but I'm not going to get crazy about it. What's the benefit of doing nothing? Why wouldn't he do something? Are they afraid that they're losing the black community? They're losing the current Hispanic population. We know that's true. Right? You know it's true. They're losing this population. They don't know what to do about it. And they think giving all these perks to the newcomers, is that what they're calling them, newcomers? They think by giving these perks, they're going to win something. Something good is going to happen for them. Anyhow, but many Americans, most Americans are open to deportation. You realize that many of these people, we don't even know where they are. We don't know what they're doing here. They've been given a slip, some of them, to come back in 2035. I like that's really going to happen. They're going to be here for, what, 11 years? And then have to go for a court date that may or may not happen? Because you know how good we are about keeping records like that. Things are getting lost on a regular basis. It's hilarious. Mark Penn, chairman of the Harris poll and the former Clinton pollster, said that the findings were a warning to Joe Biden. You want to keep shifting, you know, and again, I've been calling the party of non-responsibility for years. And now all of a sudden, you're starting to see some of the pundits do the same thing. The Democrat pundits. Joe, you got to stop blaming Trump for everything. You got to fall on the sword. You got to take responsibility for some of the dumb decisions you made. And that's how we'll get this fixed. That's how you'll get people back. As long as you keep saying you've done nothing wrong, it's Trump, 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 Trump. Yeah, you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to lose and you're going to keep losing. As well he should, frankly. Anyway. Again, I say 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You got more frustration about Joe Biden now. Again, hey, look, I can only among news organizations, they're so upset because he's refusing to speak to the press again. Can anybody tell me any press conference he's actually held this year? And where it was, because maybe I missed it. Couldn't be the first time I missed a news story. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll see the Joe Messina Show.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our club.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation and part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, there's so much that could be going on, so many things happening. And you just really need to understand, you know, what launches those issues? What's the foundation they're building them on? Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to understand. Well, here's an interesting article about a social scientist explaining why kids have actually gotten dumber, you know, since 2012. And with some of the issues that he's talking about, some of the things that have come up, you can't deny it. You know, the technology in our system, in our society, in our culture right now is amazing. The amount of space it takes up in your head, in your hands, in your life. Really. The screens are very distracting. Many teachers in schools, and well, school officials too, they're having real heartburn with these things. And you can't blame them. Now, during an episode of a popular podcast, Joe Rogan Experience, a psychologist answered some difficult questions about kids and technology. We all thought, just like AI, you guys think this is going to be so great and so wonderful. It's not going to be. You're already seeing some of the nasties coming out of it. Anyway, just everybody having a smartphone, pretty much every young person has a smartphone. You know, one of the first theories that this gentleman, Haight, had put on is that kids as young as 10 are getting access to smartphones. That's nuts. Academic performance took a sharp nosedive around 2012. You know what the connection was? Kids were being distracted by smartphones. Well over 50% of the young people had a smartphone. The screens are too distracting. Many teachers and school officials, they're screaming about what's going on in the classroom. Right? These kids don't have the ability of impulse control. So what do you do with that? Your attention, it's a muscle. You work it. You grow it. You don't have to. When you're paying attention to things around you, you think them through. You have to work them through logically why certain things are happening. When you're staring at that smartphone, you're being spoon-fed information. It's like your brain atrophies after a while. Technology addiction now is way up in our, not just in our schools, but in our society as a whole. Many, many, many psychologists are facing these addictions to technology, which I understand is no different than addiction to shopping or alcohol or gambling or any one of those. They can be just as destructive, or this can be just as destructive, whether you want to hear it or not. And then you've got the issue with, why do we want our kids to grow up sexually and socially so quickly? What's the reason behind that? You've been over-sexualizing our little girls for decades, and now with TikTok and Snapchat and all these other things that kids have access to, you wonder where they're getting these ideas. Right? It's much too late for some of these adults that have experienced a lack of their innocence, a lack of their childhood, because of things that happened in life when they grew up. If you let your kids have unrestricted access to social media, you're throwing them to the wolves. You're taking away their innocence. The longer that people have access to smartphones, laptops, gaming, right, all this stuff, the worse loneliness gets. That's right. There's been a spike in with all the access we have to people on the interweb, on that phone of yours. The majority of Americans still suffer from loneliness. How does that happen? Right? Many of our kids, they don't have intellectual skills, coping skills. You know why? Because technology has taken that away from them. Technology is doing it for them. They don't have to think it through. Right? Think about something, stupid stuff. I'm being over the top here, right? I mean, somebody's rolling up a car window or dialing a phone. These things have changed. They've changed for the better. But some of those things gave us some coping skills, reasoning. The kids can't even read an analog clock anymore. God forbid, if that's all that's on the wall, what are they going to do? And frankly, my favorite, Parenting is also to blame for this. Because it's very easy to throw a smartphone in front of a kid, an iPad in front of a kid, and here, leave me alone. Many people speculate that the parents are to blame in the situation, giving kids phones at young ages, giving them unrestricted access to computers and gaming consoles. You can't replace parenting. You cannot replace good parenting in any way, shape, manner, or form. And I know, you've heard this throughout your life, some of you. It's true, though. It's not about quantity. It's about the quality of time you spend with your kids. Do you truly talk to them, or do you talk at them? Are you really listening enough to be able to respond to them when they need some help with something? You know, it seems to be impossible to keep kids away from these things entirely. Right? They need to use laptops for schools, in some cases even smartphones. But I think the time when they don't need them, when they're home with you, they're down. Okay? They're dead, face down on the table. End of discussion. You know, there's nobody you need to talk to or text or split your mindset with at the table, your concentration with, when you're sitting with the family. Now, technology is going to keep growing. It's going to keep evolving. It's going to keep developing, right? You can't just keep kids away from it in total. But you need to work with the teachers. You need to work with parents, friends, teachers, love people around your kids all the time. Remember, they're your kids. Don't anybody tell you different. Don't anybody make you feel different, like you're not smart enough to raise your own children. You're not mature enough to raise your own, whatever it is. All right? You need to take charge of your kids. You need to make sure that they're getting what they need to get. Physically, emotionally, spiritually. We'll go through some more of these when we come back from the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Raise your kids. Deal with your kids. Help your kids become this the good people they can be. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Recent data indicates that inflation continues to rise. According to the Commerce Department, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose by 2.8% from March 2023 to March 2024. President Biden said he's willing to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. He made the statement Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to say it.
Trump, who declined to participate in the Republican primary debates, stated on social media he's ready to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, anyplace. King Charles is set to resume public duties next week after publicly disclosing his cancer diagnosis in February. Buckingham Palace announced that the 75-year-old royal and his wife Camilla will visit a cancer treatment center on Tuesday to meet with patients and medical staff. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Does this sound familiar to you? Come on, you can do it. Honest. God, I hate, you know what, I hate computers.
...in the world, and yet for our own people, the homeless, the sick, the poor, the farmers, who are really going through hell right now, if you look at the payments that we're making to NATO, they're totally disproportionate with everybody else's, and it's ridiculous. As far as other causes that are near and dear,
yeah.
This is the cause, because if we can solve this, then we're able to take care of something that I consider to be ultimately of ultimate importance, and that is the homeless situation, that is the farmers, that is the sick. We don't have any money. We're going, this country is busted. And it's busted because we're doing things that we shouldn't be doing. If we had business ability in this country, we'd be making lots of profit, so-called surplus profit. And that profit, that money, could be going to defend our, and I literally mean defend our homeless and our poor and our sick and our farmers. And that's where we ought to be spending the money. Not giving it to countries that don't give a damn for us to start off with.
Donald Trump. Back in 81, what do you think? I mean, you'll love it. Yeah, that's what I keep telling you. They don't tell us the truth. They moan and groan about all kinds of stuff that we're doing without any thought whatsoever about what they're doing, nor do they care, frankly. Here's another good one. 2020 Biden said that Trump would get us into war. Easily with Iran. In 2024, Biden is president, and we're actually in a war with these people, for all intents and purposes, or on the brink of. You know, take a listen to this one.
People, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
Wait a minute. Joey B. right about a foreign policy? Yeah, I think not. Like I said, they always speak with such clarity, with such authority, as if they truly and honestly have a clue. They have no clue. And they're banking on the fact that you have no clue. And that's how they're going to get it done. It's terrible, people. It really is. And then, and we allow them to get away with it. I don't care who you are, we allow them to get away with it. Another giggle. Right? Another lie from Joe Biden. Nobody seems to care. Take a listen.
With your ghostwriter? With my ghostwriter, I did not. Guarantee you did not.
We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter.
I mean, seriously. Are we for real here? Now, here you have somebody who did the investigation and has him on videotape and is able to prove that he did give these to his ghostwriter. Will anything happen to Biden? No. Only Trump. Only Republicans. That's it. It's sad and sickening all at once. All right, this is a giggle. We need a giggle. Would you agree we need a giggle? Because I don't know what else is going to make it any better. This woman was in the middle of an interview. She was on with George Norrie. Now, you guys know who George Norrie is, right? He does Coast to Coast, one of those interesting late night shows where he brings in people from paranormal and all this other stuff in the paranormal world. Well, this woman claims that she's, what would you call her? Transgalactic? She's not a human. Now, she may have human DNA, but she's not human, and she's not locked up. Take a listen.
So they're gray, and, of course, I have...
Why don't you...
ET parents are Zeta, so they're gray, and...
She called them her ET parents.
No, of course I have.
Why don't you have a big head and huge eyes?
Yeah, so my physical DNA is, human, which is, once again, this mix, this hybridizing. We're an experiment. We're a hybrid experiment. But my soul is very much so connected to the Zetas and the Galactic Federation.
Now, you were telling me before the program that you just had a baby.
Yes, I did.
Is it a human baby?
Yes, he is. However, I did tell my galactic family that if you wanted to show up looking a little bit more alien, that would be okay, too.
People who are starseeds, are they hybrids?
So humans who are starseeds, they definitely have higher amounts of extraterrestrial DNA within them. But once again, it comes down to their soul being more extraterrestrial than their physical body with that purpose.
You know what a cyborg is, right?
Yeah.
Part human, part machine.
Yep.
Are they making some of those?
Not really. They're really focused on more of the organic biological.
How many people could be starseeds and they don't even know it?
A lot. I think there are so many starseeds on this planet who have no idea who they are and why they're here, which does lead to a lot of mental health and anxiety and depression.
So can we? Oh my God. She's running around without help. All right? I mean, think about it. She's running around without help. She is thoroughly convinced that she is an alien. She is part of an experiment from an alien planet. And that she just had a baby that is also alien. And I don't even know where to go with this. It's just so funny. These people are walking around, and we're not doing anything to help them, and they do need help. I don't know what kind of damage she would do to herself or somebody else. Right? And I don't think you do either. But you got to go out of your way now to help these people. All right, it's time to get some of these videos off my chest. Actually, this one's even better, because this is a woman on Instagram. And she's, I can't think of her name. I know, Isabel Brown. That's her name. Smart. Smart young lady. And she lays out this whole thing about our founding fathers. And the actual history about their ages. And I want to say something after the hair. Let's listen to what she has to say. Come on. Yeah, we knew that was too easy, right? Okay.
Give lied to about this. Our founding fathers were not old, contrary to our current government. Every time I ask students to describe the founding fathers in three words, I hear old white men. But on July 4th, 1776, James Monroe was 18 years old. Aaron Burr was 20. John Marshall was 20. Alexander Hamilton was only 21 years old. Betsy Ross was 24. James Madison was 25. Thomas Jefferson was only 33 on July 4th, 1776. Meanwhile, the other day, I'm watching the State of the Union, and I feel like I am watching a live simulcast of the world's most expensive nursing home. If you...
That was a great line. I wish I'd come up with that. But she's so right. You want to talk about electing a bunch of old white men? And in this case, white rich men, which would be very, very true here. You got it right there. Truly just amazing to me. Now, think of the difference between a 22 year 18, 19, 20, I'll give you 18 to 25 year old today, and these guys who started a country, who started a revolution, who didn't go to protests thinking, I don't even know why I'm here. Right? No, come on. Just amazing. And it ain't going to stop anytime. This stuff isn't going to stop anytime soon until we teach history. And she's great, by the way. Love her. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Well, frustration grows. It's growing like crazy. You know, these news organizations grow. Biden hides in a basement. He refuses to speak to the press. And when you think about it, who was it? Donald Trump? No. Come on. You knew this when he came in here, Joe. Right? Past presidents. How many of them actually hit from the press? How many of them were out front? How many of them were actually willing to speak to the press on a regular basis? Well, the guy who did it the most. Yeah, you won't like him. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We got her. Joe, I'm sitting your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with us. All right. Got a hold of, finally got Sonia connected, but she's actually going to connect with us in the next hour, hopefully. And I was talking about, you know, again, how frustrated the press is. That, you know, Joe Biden has just been elusive. Now, over the years, the yearly average number of news conferences held by each president, right, going back to George W. Bush, well, actually, let's start with Clinton. Clinton had 24 a year on the average, right? George W., he had 26. Barack Obama had 20. And Donald Trump had 22. These don't include little impromptu things where they stop and they talk and they answer questions for 5 or 10 minutes, whatever. These were set up, press conferences that they went out to. And you know what? Again, I have no sympathy for these guys because these leftist outlets, they're finally getting a taste of what it was like to be a conservative outlet. You know, covering the Democrat politicians. Now, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, seeing all of them are complaining about it. So, you know, the New York Times, they're really up in arms about it. I don't blame them. They should get more time than anybody else. They're on their side most of the time. For anyone who understands the role of the free press, you know that the democracy, and it has to be free, not run by the Democrats, but actual free. Mr. Biden had granted far fewer press conferences, they said, and sit-down interviews with independent journalists than virtually any of his other press. That's because he can't do it. He can't hold himself. What are you guys, nuts? He'd really make his party nuts. Anyway, where was I? All right, so as far as Joey goes, he's not going to... If he debates Trump, it will be with all kinds of, like, you know, a shock collar, you know, earbuds to tell him exactly what to do and what to say. When he starts going down the wrong road, they'll probably start increasing the shock a little bit at a time. Right? 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5568, right? Think about it. Anyway, hey, prayers go out too. I'm not a royal fan or detractor. I don't care one way or the other. But they are people. They are human beings. King Charles is going to return to his public duties. You know, and supposedly he's getting better. But as usual with these things, not that you really care, but, you know, again, he is a human being. So let's not be nasty, right? We're above that, right? So anyway, he's going to get back out there, going to get back out to doing his royal duties. You know, some people are saying that he's still very sick. But if it makes him feel better to get up and get around, get out there, talk to people, then God bless him. Let him go. When you talk to people around him, they'll tell you how sick he actually is, how bad it actually was or is. Anyway. So our prayers, our hearts and prayers go out to them. Just so we're clear. We're all clear. God, it doesn't get any better than this. I mean, these guys have always wanted, the Democrats have always wanted control of the big bad interweb exactly for this reason. They want to be able to spin and handle and deal with how the stories go out there. They don't want you to do it. Not interested. They want to do it. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, this is just, I want to call it a rumor, but it's a mumbling of truth. And you're hearing it more and more from different agents, some of them on their way off this planet. But you see some newly unredacted documents in the Mar-a-Lago raid case. Now, it indicates that Jack Smith was after Obama and North Korea-related documents. After the raid, the DOJ was pleased with their findings, wrote, "I think we are in good shape." What does that mean? President Trump said 2 years after he met Obama before his 2017 inauguration that Obama was on the brink of starting a war with North Korea. Trump claimed that Obama was close to starting a big war with North Korea. The corrupt and criminal Obama-Biden gang, they were after documents related to North Korea years later when it raided President Trump's iconic home at Mar-a-Lago. You know, it's even hard to refute these things because we know how they operate now. We've seen it. They're doing it right in our faces like it doesn't make a difference. And again, I'll say, they went through the documents that he legally had a right to possess. Now, Julie Kelly touched upon this in the latest revelation coming out of the corrupt Biden Obama and Jack Smith classified document case. The latest unredacted documents that Jack Smith argued not to release show that Obama-Biden gang were working with multiple government organizations to set up President Trump. It was that simple. Right? And again, if we know this stuff, why is it being investigated? Oh, it can't be investigated. The DOJ was part of it. You're not going to investigate yourself. And how would you? I mean, I don't know enough about this. I'd have to grab a constitutional attorney to find out. How do you get truly an independent counsel and an independent prosecutor that aren't mixed up with the DOJ in some way, shape, manner, or form? How do you do that? And you don't. It's almost impossible. But there's more. There was a document released this week after months of fighting to make the document available, especially to the American public. It has a clue into how corrupt the Biden-Obama gang really was. After Raid of Mar-a-Lago, not only did the regime want to take back all the documents that President Trump had in his possessions, especially with the highlight of their crimes, the regime wants another key document or a set of documents as well. You know, the corrupt and the criminal Biden-Obama regime had to conjure up a reason for why they raided President Trump. Right? They apparently had their reason outlined before they raided the president's home. There's a document I've got. I'm going to have to read a portion of it to you. But the document shows that they were looking for something specific. It's just, this is stuff out of a spy movie, is it not, people? I mean, this is something that really scares the crud out of some of us who know what's available. Look, if the FBI comes and gets you, how long would it take? You got people sitting, the January 6th people sitting and rotting in jail cells and can't get proper legal coverage. The first document above, in the article, was that generated after the raid that provided the clues of what they were after. In it, it says there was an accordion folder in the mess, so it stood out. It contained, among other things, the Obama letter, the North Korean correspondence we needed to verify that all of the correspondence is there. So he says specifically, right, the agents say specifically, it contained, among other things, the Obama letter and North Korea correspondence. We need to verify that all of the correspondence is there, but I think we're in good shape. Can anybody tell me what that means? Even if I give you a second to think about it. It's easy to really conjure up and say, okay, there was something going on between Obama and North Korea. Very obvious just by this comment. And that's what they were looking for. They weren't looking for it. It's not like they were corresponding back and saying, well, we found President Trump admitting to this. We found that President Trump talked about that. No, you don't see any of that in there. Now, why do you think that is? Because it's not what they were looking for. They didn't go in there for any other reason but that, anyhow. And it shows you how corrupt and how powerful they are and what length they're willing to go to get what they believe they need to get what they believe they need to have. Really. Anyway, I was going to play for you guys some of the Trump, some of the Jack Smith Superior Court pieces. But I decided not to. It's somewhat old news, and you guys are smart. You already know this stuff. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. Guess who joins me in the next hour? That's right. Sonya Schmidt. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Right now.